Hello and welcome back to the Unscripted Truth. I'm Afolaolu Ashade, and yes, this is the first official episode in 2024, so Happy New Year. I hope it's been going good for you so far, and I hope it will only get better ahead. I'm kicking off this year because I'm excited about this year. I'm kicking off this year by talking about something that is very important to me. I'm talking about women. I think women are, honestly, one of the best and purest expressions of love in the world, in the universe. And when women love, when women care, in whatever capacity, whatever that looks like, maybe as mothers, as friends, or as partners, women pour into the people or the things that they love, and they nurture it, they nourish it, you know. But at the same time, if I had a penny for each time that I've asked a woman and I've gotten a response like, okay, well, what kind of friends do you prefer? And they'll tell you that they prefer male friends to female friends. If I had a penny for every time I've heard that, I'll have a lot of money, basically, because it is maybe because of the people I'm exposed to, or I don't know, whatever your experience is, you can disagree in the comment section. But if I had a penny for every time I've heard that, girl. So, from my observation, it baffles me that, you know, women love the way they do, they care the way they do, but maybe not for each other, you know? And it's baffling, so the times I've heard these answers is usually one of two things. It's usually maybe this person, this female I'm talking to, maybe she's like, she has more predominant masculine energy and she just feels more comfortable with men, you know, and that's fine. And the other hand is that they've had bad past experiences. Maybe they've witnessed it, or they've experienced it, or they've contributed to it. You know, so it makes them wary of female friendships. It's usually one of those two things. It is funny that women are horrible to each other. Because now that I've grown and I've been around for longer, I've seen what healthy female relationships can look like. Relationships where they love each other, where they care for each other. You see how they nurture each other, how they pour into each other. And it is so nice, and it is just a healing experience in itself, just observing women love each other. And if we could have that, what is it that makes it so hard for us to be nicer to each other? And if you don't think women are horrible to each other, I think number one, you must have very healthy female relationships around you, and I'm very happy for you. But if you don't think women are horrible to each other, just go on social media. That is one of the biggest expressions of hatred towards women that I have witnessed. Maybe because I'm seeing a lot of people's thoughts and ideas and this thing at once. But if you don't know what this looks like, I think social media is a very good expression of that. I don't think that's healthy, actually. I don't think you should go and look up things like that if you've not. But I just think that's just giving me a larger idea of how this thing that the people have been saying for years, everybody hates women, you know, how true it is, you know. Social media has given me that idea. But personally, I've noticed that women are very critical of each other. We give everyone else grace but each other. You know, we judge each other harshly, hold each other to realistic standards. It's ridiculous. When we care for each other, we care. All of these things can be true at the same time, to be honest. You know, to want to put each other down in one way or another. I don't know. Example, I think many women subconsciously have been pitted against each other, you know, as if they're in competition with each other. So it's always like people are trying to outdo each other. And in wanting to do that, for whatever reason, for whatever attention, for whatever purpose, you know, often means putting the other person down. So you see, women are more critical of each other's appearances, you know, making body comments, passing body comments or what someone is wearing, trying to cheapen it or trying to just make that person conscious in one way or another. And like I said, all of these things can be true at the same time, because one of the purest expressions I've seen of this is relationships between mothers and daughters sometimes, you know, from things I've read, from things I've heard, from things I've seen. They're just more critical. Mothers and daughters are more critical of each other, or mothers to daughters in most cases. And it's a generational thing. It just keeps happening, keeps happening. And I think it is a huge part of this is because we have somehow ourselves accepted this patriarchal view that women are not good enough. You know, women, we're just conditioned to accept that, you know, women should be put down and oppressed, you know, just reminded that they are not all that, they should be humbled. And I don't know, for real, it's just expressions of that. Maybe now femicide is on the rise. I'm sure one way or another you've heard or seen stories of just women being killed or being hurt in one way or another. And I'm not even talking about those extremes right now, but it makes you wonder, especially when you go online and you see a post like that and you go underneath that post, while everybody is expecting something else, I don't expect to see women putting that woman down, trying to discredit her, trying to... I'm not saying people don't have times that they're lying or all of that, though. But in most cases that I've seen, the first reaction towards a woman that is going through a difficult phase is to make it more difficult for her by trying to find something wrong with her, something to discredit her story, something to belittle her pain, something to... I don't know if you've seen expressions of things like that, but it has just become so common, and it makes me pay attention to people around me and even myself when I am doing things like that subconsciously. Hey, English. When I'm doing things like that without thinking, because it is almost innate to do it, to try to put someone's work down or someone's... And it's not nice. It's not nice. Oh, if we're expecting people to treat women better, why can't women treat each other better as well? I know that, you know, it is common instinct that we should be nicer to each other, male or female. But if we want people to treat women better, women have to start treating each other better. And that is in being nicer to yourselves, being kinder to each other. You know, one thing I try to remind myself right now is I am not in competition with another woman for anything. For anything, I am not in competition with another. I don't have to prove that I am better than anyone. I don't have to prove. I don't have to appeal to anyone to exist happily. Do you understand? Those are things that I constantly remind myself so that I don't go about being a meanie without knowing, you know, commenting on somebody's size, commenting on somebody's clothes, commenting on somebody's struggles, whatever that looks like. I think it starts with a little bit of self-awareness when you're doing this, whether as a man or as a woman, you know, whether to a man or to a woman, whether to anyone, you know, like, you have to start looking closely at yourself and try to be a nicer person, because I think the world is honestly about to fall on itself because of the extent of things that are going on around, you know. And the best way I feel like we can make this time that we have easier on each other is to manage the things that we can control. And honestly, we can control being nicer to each other. The things that we cannot control, the things that are beyond our control, oh well, they will happen and we will have to deal with it. but we can manage and control talking better about each other, thinking better about each other, wanting better for each other. I saw a post online about a prayer point. I don't know how true it is or not, but it is very believable to think that the prayer point went something as you want to be what's the word, like, you just want to be better than everybody around you. You want to be the go-to person when everybody's destitute. And I know at a point in my life, that sounded like a good thing, to be the person that everybody will come to towards you. Mind you, I'm paraphrasing this tweet. I can't remember it right now. At the time, it looked realistic and good to be that person that everybody wants to go to. But what happened to everybody, you know, doing a little better for themselves, that so that we can be in positions to help each other out, to live better lives? Because I've seen that when people are comfortable with themselves, where people are happy with themselves, it is easier to be nicer to every other person. You know, that's just what I've seen. That's what I think. So I just wish for a world where we're kinder with each other and nicer to each other. And that is something I think to a large extent we can control. And women, that starts with you. That it really starts with you. Before we can drive home the point that women are not just objects, that women are not second-class citizens, right? Before we can drive home the point, we have to start with ourselves. We have to be nicer to ourselves. Whatever that looks like in any big or small way to you. Maybe it is being nicer, thinking better, you know, wanting better for each other, you know, just being nicer to each other. I think that would be something worth emulation in the long run. So yeah, it is a case of little drops of water make an ocean, but it is something. Okay, I wish you a very happy new year ahead, for real. I know the world, again, like I said, feels weird at the moment, but I hope life is better for you this year. Again, whatever that looks like to you. Have an amazing, amazing week. Bye for now.